Welcome to the Sportscast, September 13th, 2021 AD. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And we're also, visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or follow us on Twitter at thesportscast.net, or you could get our app, The Sportscast for iOS. You could go to the iOS App Store, Apple, that means iPhone, and you could download it there. Anyways, week one in the wraps, Sunday, NFL Sunday, week one, the most exciting day. Last Thursday was pretty good. It continued on yesterday, and even so last night, even though it was kind of a blowout, but it was really good. Then, of course, we got tonight, but we'll talk about tonight a little bit later on. Anyways, join us all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a man that believed Pittsburgh could beat the Bills at Buffalo, Joey Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
No, I didn't. I predicted the Bills.
Me either, by the way.
We're going to win. I think everybody predicted the Bills were going to win. Thanks for having me on again. It's been too long. So happy football's back.
Yeah, football, you know, it's funny. If you know why, like, there's definitely more of an anticipation now because fans are allowed back in the stadiums, and you see a big difference with the crowd, and especially in Kansas City, where you just feel that 12th man breathing behind your neck.
Yeah, it's we're back to normal, sort of. You know, last year wasn't really, it was football, and they tried to do their best to, you know, make the best of a really bad situation, but, we're back to normal. We're back to fans in the stands, and the fans are such a huge part of the football game. So it is so important that they are in the stands and at full capacity.
Full capacity. Really excited about it. Anyways, are you ready to recap week one?
Yeah.
Okay, as expected, another surprise, Cardinals-Titans. Cardinals beat the Titans 38-13. Kyle Murray solidified that he is well-drafted to be number one 3 years ago. He did it in Tennessee, wasn't in Arizona. Joe, what are your thoughts on that?
Kyler Murray gets better every year. Even in his first year, he was pretty good, and he's just been getting better every single year. That's a dangerous thing for the rest of the NFC West and the rest of the NFC that he keeps getting better. So very good news. His connection with Hopkins was great, and Chandler Jones was a one-man wrecking crew. Hey, when you get paid, when you want to get paid, you bust out. He got five snaps. He was basically unstoppable. It was shocking that the Cardinals went into Tennessee and handled the Titans like they did.
Murray scored five touchdowns, not just one, and Chandler Jones had a career high five sacks as the Cardinals simply, pummeled Tennessee Titans yesterday. Don't know what's going on with Derrick Henry, Tannehill. Tannehill didn't give me good points yesterday, but big road win. Congrats to the Cardinals. Definitely NFC West favorite to win it as of right now. But let's go on to Houston. Another surprise. Houston beat the Jaguars yesterday. A massive 37-21. No Deshaun Watson. The drama was that Tyrod Taylor, I thought he was checked out. I thought he's no more. He's like a Tebow checked out. Joe, were you surprised?
Yeah, I mean, we had no idea what to expect from Houston. You know, like you said, all we've heard all offseason is all the drama and the turmoil and everything going on with Deshaun Watson. And, I mean, it just sounds like the Texans were just like, you know, just they're just interested in barely fielding a team. And for them to go out and, you know, do what they did, Tyrod Taylor looked pretty good, and you know, he's a veteran, he's been around, he's, you know, he's not considered very good, but still he's good enough to at least manage a game. And I'm gonna say this until it happens: Urban Meyer is a horrible coach. He is not an NFL coach, and it is just a matter of time before he is either fired or quits because the Jaguars are a mess and he does not know what he's doing.
Tyrod Taylor threw for 291 yards and two touchdowns in the Texans 37-21 win. Trevor Lawrence and the mistake-prone Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-1. We'll see what's going to happen in the next couple weeks. Lawrence is still good, but they still need to put things together. Chargers beat Washington. Washington got Fitzpatrick. Well, not got Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick got injured. He's quarterback for the Washington football team. Justin Herbert, you know, smiled. Another one that, who knows? If Fitzpatrick was playing, do you think things would be different or Chargers were going to win it anyways?
This was close. I mean, this is basically a 50-50 game. Both teams are pretty even. The Chargers are considered a sneaky pick to contend in the AFC. So not surprising. Herbert's another one, like Kyler Murray, just keeps getting better every year. You know, he had a great rookie year, and he's starting off strong this year. This was really a 50-50 game. I think Washington is going to do some things. I think they'll be okay if Fitzpatrick is hurt long-term and Heinicke goes in. I think Heinicke can do the job. And this was just down to a Antonio Gibson fumble deep in their own territory that really sealed the game. But this could have gone either way.
It got either way. Fair enough. Heinicke, good quarterback. Confidence from Joe. Fitzpatrick is out for a couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens with the Washington football team. Expected to win the NFC East, but another team is going to be involved. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Bengals win in overtime, 27-24. Joe Burrow had a nice throw to Ja'Marr Chase. It felt like an LSU deja vu, Joe.
That's right. The talk in the preseason was Ja'Marr Chase, he can't even catch a ball or any balls because he's not used to an NFL ball. Oh, my goodness. And he just put those thoughts away. Who knows what might happen with the Bengals? I mean, Joey Burrow is another one that we know is going to be good. So it's a matter of time before he becomes good and the Bengals become good. They might become good sooner than later.
Of course, went to overtime. And, hey, big victory. Vikings are looking good. Just like what Joe says, like Washington, has a lot of potential. And you got Kirk Cousins, of course. Panthers beating the Jets 19-14. Sam Darnold beat his old team. Also first day for Zach Wilson. Another close one. Did you see that little Panther effect that did it right at the beginning before the game started? It was some type of 3D effect.
It was scary.
It was scary.
I don't want a giant panther attacking me. If I was in that stadium, I'd be scared. I know it's CGI, but maybe do something a little bit less scary with your graphics there, Panthers.
Anthony Price says Packers. Oh, no, that's not Panthers. Packers look bad, but we'll talk about the Packers a little bit later. Sam Darnold won this game. Panthers, as everyone says, you know, has, you know, Christian McCaffrey had a great, fantastic game. Like I said, small sample size. I don't know Sam Darnold's good, but so far he's on a good start.
That's the question. Can Sam Darnold be good? If he is good, if he could show that he's good enough, Panthers might actually be a contender. So that's definitely something to check out. Christian McCaffrey is healthy again. He's one of the best players in the league. That's huge. Robbie Anderson looked good. So Panthers have some pieces there. They might be sneaky good.
And McCaffrey coming back from injury looked pretty good. So let's continue that. Panthers, new coach, new quarterback. So we'll see what happens. Eagles beat the Falcons 32-6. Jalen Hurts threw to another familiar person. Again, this is like familiar Sunday. To Devontae Smith in the corner. Eagles, the only team from the NFC East that won this weekend, Joe.
Jalen Hurts, everybody doubts him all the time. When he played last year, there was doubts. Now, you know, there's he's like Rodney Dangerfield. No respect. And he keeps balling out. He keeps playing well. So maybe he is the real deal.
Now firmly as the Eagles starter, after Carson Wentz was traded, Hurts certainly looked the part with touchdown passes of 18 yards to Smith, 9 yards to Dallas Goedert, and 23 yards to Jalen Reagor. This team looks pretty good. The Falcons, are we going to look at another terrible season for them, you think?
Sure looks like it. They look like they look to be a mess. I mean, they have new coach, new management, so you know, maybe they're in rebuilding mode. I don't know. I mean, Pitts was considered a good draft pick, but still drafting a tight end that early, I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
Anthony Price from our Facebook page says, the question is Hurts good or Falcons are just that bad?
Maybe both.
We'll see. Steelers, Bills, the game of the day, according to Joe, 23-16. The terrible, dirty towel. Ben Roethlisberger was counting on Pittsburgh's defense to keep the score close. TJ Watt, a man newly signed, a lot of money in his bank account right now. Pittsburgh did the impossible. They beat in Buffalo. I don't know if things will be different if it snowed, but Joe, tell me your recap on that game.
Absolutely in shock that the Steelers won. I did not give the Steelers much of a chance. Playing in Buffalo in front of their fans again, I thought that the Steelers had no chance. But they made it happen. They kept it in there. Steelers defense looked amazing. They really shut down the Bills. And the offense looked horrible at first in the first half. They recovered in the second half and did some things and was productive. And that was enough. And they had a big punt return for a punt block for a touchdown. So just a total shocker that they won, and really speaks well for the Steelers that they were able to win that.
What do you think about the Bills? Are the Bills in trouble, or are you, hey, we're just facing a good team that day, and they showed up? But you think the Bills will be fine?
They're a really good team. Josh Allen is the real deal. I would still consider them the second best team in the AFC. But one thing the Bills got to do, and Josh Allen has to stop doing, is he basically runs like a running back. He needs to stop doing that. Dude, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get tired. That's a recipe for disaster. Their running game was non-existent. I don't know if it was because of the Steelers' defense or what. And that's another thing they need to work on. You can't be that one-dimensional. You got to run a little bit. You got to have a little bit of balance. So Bills need to work on that.
Joe, have you applied for a coaching job yet?
No. Well, yes, but I keep getting rejected.
Okay, making sure. Seahawks killed the Colts 28-16. Russell Wilson throwing it like he was the best quarterback in the league. The Colts with Carson Wentz, gosh, came back week one, was rumored to come back maybe week two or week three. But this Seahawks team is still one of the best teams in the league right now.
Seahawks played basically a perfect game. Russell Wilson only threw 23 passes, had four touchdowns. The Seattle defense was good. Indy, I think maybe eventually they'll be good. Like you said, Carson Wentz coming back from injury. We'll see how that goes. But Indy needs some time to get things together. But the Seahawks look, I mean, it was a perfect game for them.
Seahawks, unbelievable. Lockett, awesome catches. Hey, Russell Wilson, you can't deny him. He's still out there, still in his prime. We'll see what happens with that team in the NFC West. It might come down between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. We'll see. But the Niners did win. They beat the Lions 41-33. Nick Bosa came back. Seeing Jared Goff, which I think he made that Detroit offense look pretty good. But Niners pulled it out at the end. Joe, what are your thoughts?
This was amazing because it looked like a 49ers blowout. Then the Lions make this furious comeback, and they almost pulled it off. They got onside kicks. There was a turnover late, so they had a chance. It was amazing. So kudos to the Lions for keeping it close. 49ers, I mean, I think the 49ers are going to be very good. What we learned in this game is who is actually going to be the quarterback. It's basically Jimmy G's offense, and we'll see Trey Lance a little bit, at least the way it is now. But it's definitely Jimmy G's team.
Do you think Jared Goff is going to make things happen in Detroit, or it's going to be tough either way?
Who knows? I mean, the Lions, I don't think anybody expects anything from them. I think they're going to be a very bad team. But Goff has a lot to prove. The Rams basically got rid of him and basically blamed him for everything. So Goff has a lot to prove that he actually is a good quarterback.
The Chiefs barely won this one against the Browns, 33-29. The Browns were leading for a good portion of the game. You saw a lot of maturity from this Browns team, from Baker Mayfield. But, hey, you cannot underestimate Patrick Mahomes. If you're not leading by two touchdowns, 2 minutes away from the game being over, and you got Mahomes, hey, the Chiefs are going to come back and win. Joe, what'd you think?
A lot of respect to the Browns. They went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs in Kansas City and almost pulled it out. But to beat the Chiefs, especially in Kansas City, you have to be perfect. And they were not perfect. They had that bad punt, which really screwed them. That Baker Mayfield interception late, that did not help. But, I mean, the Chiefs are like, they're like a really tough video game, a final boss on a video game. You have to be perfect. Kelce and Tyreek Hill are basically unstoppable, and Mahomes is the best. So, yeah, you got to put up a lot of points and hope to be perfect. No mistakes. Browns were good. A lot of respect to them. They're legit.
Definitely legit team. I thought they were going to win, but you cannot count against Patrick Mahomes. What if Odell Beckham played? I don't know. Things would be different? Maybe not. I don't think so.
No, I mean, the Browns put up plenty of points. That was not the issue. It was the turnovers and the bad special teams that really hurt them.
Now, AFC North is still the Steelers?
Oh, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough three-way race between the Browns, the Ravens, and the Steelers. We'll see.
I don't think it's
going to be real close.
I really don't think the Ravens are going to be much of a factor, to be honest.
Ooh, very. You might be right there.
We'll see tonight. And Steelers definitely made a statement yesterday against the Bills, and they're definitely going to be in contention for the AFC North spot. Browns still have to prove it. Anyways, another game that I thought would be closer or opposite, the Broncos beat the Giants 27-13. This is not looking good for the Giants, and Broncos are predicted to finish last in the AFC West. Joe, what's going on here?
It's really a tale of two quarterbacks. With the Giants, you have Daniel Jones. You know, we talked about how Kyler Murray gets better every year, and Joey Burrow and Herbert, and, you know, they're looking great. Well, Daniel Jones has basically done nothing. You know, it's put up or shut up, dude. Are you legit or not? And it's not looking good for the Giants or Daniel Jones. So it looks like they might have a bust there at quarterback. And then with the Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater won that quarterback competition. And people don't think very highly of Bridgewater. I know I don't. But he looked good yesterday. So, you know, they might have the temporary answer to quarterback in Denver.
Yeah. Interesting storylines. Of course, Saquon Barkley came back, but not enough to beat the Broncos. Broncos, hey, they're not out of the woods yet. We'll see what happens. AFC West is still the Chiefs, for sure. But get that number two spot. They're now in conversation, perhaps. But, hey, maybe the Giants are really that bad. Okay, the biggest surprise, I was surprised. Aaron, Vet Cloud Gaming was surprised. The demolishing of Saints to the Packers, 38-3. No touchdowns from the Packers. Of course, Packers had an issue with Aaron Rodgers all offseason. Not him going to host Jeopardy, but, you know, interesting situation with him and the GM. The Saints got James Winston, which I think he's a good quarterback, but maybe Winston might be more consistent with the Saints. Joe, what are your thoughts over this matchup?
Yeah, I was in total shock. I thought Green Bay was going to destroy the Saints, especially since the game was in Jacksonville. New Orleans had no home field advantage, and yet they still destroyed the Green Bay. All those things you mentioned about Aaron Rodgers, maybe that's a much bigger problem than we think. He seemed like he didn't care. He seemed like old man, the dude from the Big Lebowski. He looked disinterested. Maybe there's a lot more going on there than we think. So, or maybe it was just one game. We'll see.
I agree. And do you think we could see more Jordan Love this season?
We're going to have to. If he's not, if Rodgers is not up to being a good enough quarterback, put Love in and see what happens. You got to win. Packers got to win.
You got to win, and you got to beat games like the Saints, which was a very winnable game. I know Aaron Rodgers has a bad record in Florida, but doesn't matter. It was a winnable game. Who knows if it was played in the dome? I don't think it was a dome or venue issue. I think something's going on internally with the Packers. Saints are looking good. And James Winston, I am looking at you to pick you up on my waivers. I don't know yet. Maybe Joe can help me out later on.
Hey, I would get him. I mean, you know, Drew Brees is a legend, first ballot Hall of Famer. But one thing he could not do is throw a ball deep late in his career. So now they have the deep ball back. Winston, apparently he got laser eye surgery, so maybe he could see things now. I don't know. You know, Sean Payton is an offensive genius. So maybe they have something there. I would pick up Winston.
Closest game I thought yesterday, Miami Dolphins beating the Patriots 17-16. Xavier Howard, one of the the best players in the league, at a causing turnovers in 2020. He was back at it Sunday to help the Dolphins preserve a victory to open up this season. Great performance by Tua, I thought. Not like the great, but good enough. Mac Jones had a great performance as well. Close. You know, we don't know who is the second best team in the AFC East. There might have been that answer yesterday. Joe, it could have been either or, right?
It really could have been either or. Actually, the Patriots should have won this game. They were driving deep, and they had a big fumble at the end. So, really, the Patriots should have won this game. It was very close. Yeah, I think both teams are going to be good. This is another – the Dolphins are going to go as Tua goes. If Tua is the real deal, then the Dolphins will be good. If not, we'll see. Same thing with the Patriots. You know, Mac Jones got thrown in there. Rookie, here you go. Get thrown into the fire. Let's see what happens. He looked really good in the preseason. Looks good in this game. I'm still mad at the NFL for Mac Jones landing in the Patriots. It's a perfect marriage. So we'll see how that goes. But I think the Dolphins and the Patriots are going to be good this year.
Who did you think played better, Tua or Mac?
Tua by a little bit, but Mac looked good too. They both look good.
There was this one play I saw this morning on SportsCenter where Mac was like about to get sacked, and he spiked the ball. Like, the timing was perfect. That's a smart quarterback.
He is. I mean, he's known for his intelligence, and it's very impressive. I mean, he's a rookie, his first game, and he's playing well already. That speaks very well for the Patriots.
And what you were saying, perfect marriage, I 100% agree with it. You know, the guy has – I mean, he's a brainchild. He knows what to do. Will it be a Tom Brady? I don't know. That's too much to say.
He could be Brady 2.0.
He could be. So Belichick is happy. He looked a little bit older yesterday when I saw him.
He is old.
yeah, he's like, I think 69, I think, somewhere there. So great performance. Miami Dolphins are the only team in the AFC East that won yesterday.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I think we know the Jets are going to stink, but it could be a three-way race between the Bills, Dolphins, and Patriots.
I still do think Bills are going to win the AFC East. But
oh yeah, yeah, I think they'll win. I think they're the second best team in the AFC. But I could see a scenario where the Patriots and the Dolphins make the playoffs.
I like that. I like your prediction. I agree with it. We'll see Tua look good so far. Breathing. Anyways, okay, predictions tonight, Ravens at the Las Vegas Raiders. Ravens had a horrible week last week. Joe didn't really care about that because he's a Steelers fan. A lot of injuries, no J.K. Dobbins. They lost Marcus Peters, cornerback. They might have to pull Le'Veon Bell to play. What's going to happen tonight? Raiders, I haven't heard much news about them, so they're probably looking good. They do have the running back has an illness, so he might not play tonight. I forgot his name, and I'll pull it up. But what do you think is going to happen tonight?
I think Ravens are still going to win. It's going to be basically the entire team is going to rest on Lamar Jackson. Basically, he's going to have to do everything. He might have to throw to himself. He might just have to throw it up in the air and then run and catch it. So basically, and I think he could handle that. So, you know, I don't know if the Ravens are going to beat the really good teams, but I don't think the Raiders are a good team. So I think the Ravens will not have a problem tonight.
And Josh Jacobs, he's the one that has an illness, expected not to play, but they do have Kenyon Drake.
He's good. He's good. I don't have a lot of respect for the Raiders or John Gruden. I think that I'm not saying he's Urban Meyer levels of a bad coach, but giving him control of basically everything was maybe not a good idea, and I don't think that's going to end well.
I agree. I believe in put, you know, one GM coach. Don't make him double and double duty. I think it's good to compartmentalize a little bit. Another note that I was going to ask you, do you think the Legion Stadium, which is the Raider Stadium, can live up to what we saw last night at SoFi?
Yeah, SoFi looked great. You know, that, you know, new stadiums that opened last year, but that didn't, to no fans. So, you know, that sucked. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, especially not only first game in a new stadium, first game in a new city. So, yeah, that stadium is going to be rocking. Beautiful stadium. Wow. But both stadiums, SoFi and Allegiant, beautiful. I believe the Las Vegas stadium, the one that looks like a giant Roomba.
I think so.
It does.
It's very circular. SoFi has
looks like a giant Roomba. Like it's going to get up and just vacuum all of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it needs it.
Yeah, SoFi, beautiful. That screen, that circle screen was awesome. The inside, like the seats kind of reminded me a lot of Cowboy Stadium, actually, a little bit. So, but hey, these stadiums are costing billions of dollars. Hopefully, it'll pay dividends. Hopefully helps the Rams win something, right?
I think it'll help the Rams. I don't think it'll help the Chargers much. That's a bad situation.
Oh, that's right. They share stadiums.
Yeah, they share stadiums, but nobody cares about the Chargers in Los Angeles. They really need to go back to San Diego.
And there you have it. I got the Raiders winning tonight. I think the Ravens are a little bit down, not just, you know, physically or technically, but also emotionally probably. But hey, will we see Le'Veon Bell play?
It's possible. If you see Le'Veon Bell, could not be a worse fit for a team than the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens run like option things and stuff like that. And Le'Veon Bell is Mr. Hand the ball off to him and he hesitates and waits and then does his thing. It just does not work. But also, Le'Veon Bell is basically washed up. He just isn't what he was. Basically, he was at his peak with the Steelers, and after that, it's been all downhill.
You know who looked good? Antonio Brown.
He did.
Last Thursday.
He did. That is sneaky good. If he could get – I mean, he's had some injury issues, but if he could get his injury issues okay and he could get his head straight, Tom Brady to Antonio Brown could be a really good connection. And they have a ton of talent and a ton of wide receivers in Tampa. And still, Antonio – Brady to Antonio might be one of the top connections in the league.
And I picked up Mike Evans, so I don't know what to think.
Ooh,
right now.
He didn't look. he's sad right now. He didn't get much of that. He didn't get a big piece of that pie. Week one.
I know. Poll question of the day: what goes best with peanuts? Options are chocolate, popcorn, vegetables, or fruit. What do you got, Joey?
Chocolate and peanut butter is one of the greatest combinations since Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. they're basically equal.
But hopefully Patriots can win. Chocolate, popcorn, vegetables all tied for first, and fruit at 0%.
Yeah, peanuts don't go with fruit. That's that option.
Exactly. Joe, tell us about did you win the best Pittsburgh Twitter award this past offseason?
I don't know. I find out, I think, in a week or two. So I'm hoping to win it 2 years in a row. Yeah, I was just on local TV on KDKA Fan Nation as a wonderful fan. As you can see, my lovely Fortress of Solitude full of sports goodies. I am Joey Bag of Donuts on Twitter, V instead of an F. That's where I mostly live, and I'm obsessive about tweeting. I also have my own podcast called The Donut Bag, and yeah, that's it. I'm on Twitter, basically.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. If he goes to, on his Instagram, is way less followers and way less content. So
Instagram is really not a thing.
Twitter is where it's at, and definitely check us out on Twitter at TheSportsCast1, or go to our website, TheSportsCast.net, for the latest and greatest. Tonight is Monday Night Football, Ravens at the Las Vegas Raiders. Tomorrow we got Champions League soccer, so a lot of sports going on. But, man, NFL definitely stood out. Novak lost yesterday. It was kind of big news. But U.S. Open, he's won three in a row in previous tournaments. But anyways, I'm out of breath. Dolphins won. Steelers won. You can't beat that, right, Joe?
That's right. Steelers aren't going to lose. They're going to go 17-0. This is it. Super Bowl.
We'll see. Anyways, have a great, great rest of the day.